We have an audience here and everything. My goodness.
What did we do wrong? What did we do wrong?
This is our punishment. Yeah, another year.
Okay, adequate notice of this meeting on January 7th, which is beginning at 7:11, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 2nd, 2018, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. So we will begin by administering the oath of office. This is administered to newly elected officials. Now, the first one was supposed to be Cody Parker, but he was unable to be here tonight, so we'll go right to Borough Council, three-year term, which expires 12/31/2021, to Steve Bowen.
Okay, so raise your right hand. I, Stephen Bowen, do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
To the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully. Impartially,
impartially,
and justly perform,
and justly perform
all the duties of the office of council member.
All the duties of the office of council member.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Okay, congratulations. On a sign, street address is to be determined and give back to
you. I didn't announce that this is the reorganization meeting. Do you want me to do that?
You can.
All right.
You don't have to read it again.
No. All right. This is just for the record. This is the first part of the meeting, which is the reorganization meeting. All right. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen.
Here.
Mr. Dermody.
Here.
Mr. Estikoff.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton.
Here.
Mr. Trammell.
Here.
Mayor Malkin.
Here. Before we start, I wanted to introduce Andrew Sobel, who I think most of you have met at some point. He's Greg Cannon's partner. So Greg couldn't be here tonight. We're lucky to have Andrew instead.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we come to public comment agenda items only. Anyone have anything they'd like to say? Okay. Being none, close the public comment.
What time did we open
it at 7:14 and we closed at 7:14.
All right, we'll go in the speed of light.
Go to resolutions. Resolution 19-01, selecting a president of the council for the year 2019. Do I have any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Mike Hamilton.
Second?
Yes.
Any other nominations?
So who was the second?
Lou. Okay. Just take a...
Back at you.
Can we just do it?
I'll get even with you.
No? Okay.
And is Michael accepting?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essicoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
I'm staying.
You can vote for yourself.
All right, I will.
I think you can.
Yeah.
I thought it might be a conflict.
Hey, Mike, show your independence and vote no.
That's right.
A good idea.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. For Mike, what? You're our new president. Resolution 19-02, establishing council committees for the year 2019. Mm-hmm. So I sent out a rough draft sketch of committees. Is there any...
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lou. I sent out a rough sketch of committee formations. So is there any changes that someone would like to make?
I never received it.
You didn't? I sent it to you.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm sorry.
Email?
I emailed it to everyone, yeah.
I didn't get it.
No?
Do you look at your personal mail?
Okay. I look at everything. My computer.
Okay, I'll read it all, and then we can see if there's anything that... I did hear from a few people that they were fine with it, but... Okay, I'm going to do it by... All right. So Administration Committee. The chair would be Lou Esikoff. And then... On the committee with him would be Luke Dermody and Mike Hamilton. Community Development and Code Enforcement, chair would be Luke Dermody, and on the committee with him would be Lou Esikoff and Mike Hamilton. Environmental Health and Safety, Cody Parker would be the chair, and members would be Steve Bowen and Luke Dermody. Finance, Mike Hamilton would be the chair, and on with him would be Lou Esikoff and Joe Trammell. Public Works, Steve Bowen be the chair, Cody Parker and Joe Trammell. And finally, Utilities, Joe Trammell would be the chair, and Steve Bowen and Cody Parker will be on with him. Is that satisfactory to everyone? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah? Could you run the first three, Administration, Community, and Development?
Sure. Administration, Lou is the chair, mm-hmm. and Luke and Mike are on with him.
Mm-hmm.
Community Development?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like one also.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Lou. I don't know what happened.
Are we good with what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. That was easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, motion.
Oh, to accept it.
I'll make a motion to establish the council committees as per what we just discussed.
Second?
Second.
Wait, hold on. She's recording.
Oh.
So you can
fire. Okay.
You're done.
I just made a motion to for the council committees. Who was the second?
Yeah, Lou seconded.
Lou seconded.
Okay. So, roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, Resolution 19-03, appointing the Planning Board Class 3 member for the year 2019. Do we have that in here?
It's here, but that again is the council has to decide.
Decide what?
Who wants to be the class?
Oh, you mean appointing. Well, it's been Cody, so can we leave that for a few weeks until we see if he...
Thank you. You can just push it over.
Push the
table.
Oh, table
just
it?
Table the resolution.
Okay, so do I have a motion to table the resolution until we can
I'll
ask
make a motion
Cody?
To table 1903.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay.
What did you do?
That was the ref to the planning board?
Okay.
Yeah. It's Cody, but he's not here.
Okay, so Mr. Bowen, this is for tabling the resolution.
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so 1903 is tabled.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt Robert's Rules of Order.
Point of order there.
I know I shouldn't have done this.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Get your point of order first.
Second it out. You know, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Resolution 19-05, establishing the schedule of public meetings. Do you all have that in your packet?
We should.
Yep. Yeah. January 7th, 2 days.
There was no conflicts with
anything.
Any holidays.
Well, except for the couple Monday holidays, like Veterans
right.
Day.
The normal.
Yeah.
Well,
but yet,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, no Jewish holidays or anything like that
great.
This year. Mm-hmm. Just means they're all on the weekends.
I'd like to move the established schedules for public meetings.
Have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Espaugh?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremont?
Yes.
Resolution 19-06, designating the official newspapers for the borough as the Trenton Times and Asbury Park Press.
On a question, just
uh-huh.
quickly, how long have we only used these two?
Many.
Forever?
Yeah.
Forever. Okay.
Well, there really aren't any other newspapers for us.
Well, the Trentonian.
Oh, yeah.
Does it have to be a daily?
It has to be, yeah, a daily and really in your county, which is Asbury Park Press, but since we're close to
Mercer,
yeah.
Okay. Right. I'll move, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'll move using these two papers for our...
You'll get into trouble.
Official papers. Okay.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essakoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremont?
Yes.
19-07, consent to appointments for 2019 borough officials.
Okay.
What do we have there?
Do you want to read?
Yeah, I'll read them. Okay, so first we have the Joint Insurance Fund Commissioner, who's Greg Poziel, which is a one-year appointment, goes through December 31st, 2019. Safety Coordinator, again, Greg Poziel, 1 year, December 31st, 2019. Tax Search Officer, Salvador Canizero, 1 year, December 2019.
Can I just say that these are all one-year appointments?
Yes,
yeah,
so
sure.
You can
well, just in case there's any question. All right, Assessment Search Officer, Kathleen Hart. Public Agency Compliance Officer, Anna Debevic. Records Officer, Anna Debevic. Clean Communities Coordinator, Ron Koster. Emergency Management Coordinator, Rob Masterson. Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator, Cody Parker. Public Defender, Raymond Rea, Esquire. That's for the Millstone Courthouse that we use. Prosecutor, Susan L. Solda DeSimone, Esquire. Zoning Officer, Jeremy Kuipers. Code Enforcement Officer, Jeremy Kuipers, and Housing Inspector, Jeremy Kuipers. School Crossing Guards, Fran Hezroni, Danielle Hubiak, Alyssa Shembry, and Christy Haig. And that's it for the borough officials. So do I have a motion?
On a quick question, the school crossing guards, there are two at a time that we use? Or?
No, not at all. Two of these are backups, substitutes.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
At any given point, there are two that are out there?
Right. One is directly
right.
Like in front of the post office, between the post office and the school.
The school lane.
Crossing there, and the other one's at Pine and School Lane.
So we have two and two.
Right.
So
well, one and one.
Well, okay. Well, you know what I mean. Okay, thank you.
Only two will be out
two
there.
Two at a time are out there, but
right.
We have two backups.
Two backups,
also.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. I move that we adopt the consent for borough officials.
I'll second that.
Okay, Mr. Bowen.
Yes.
Mr. Dermody.
Yes.
Mr. Essakoff.
Yes, ma'am.
Did he say abstain?
No, he said
yes ma'am.
Oh. Mr. Hamilton.
Yes.
Mr. Tremell.
Yes.
All right, resolution 19-08, authorizing the award of a contract for professional legal services. Is that one for?
I'll offer 1908.
Greg.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Now's your chance if we'd rather it be you.
Perfectly fine.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
It was 08. I think I said 09 on the tape, but it was 08.
Okay, so 1908.
08 was legal services.
Okay.
I think I may have said 09.
Mayor, I'd like to offer 1909, authorizing an award of a contract for professional engineering services to Carmella Roberts, P.E. of Roberts Engineering Group, LLC.
I'll second that.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
I'd like to offer Resolution 19-10, authorizing the award of a contract for professional auditing services to Gerard Stankiewicz, CPA, RMA, for the calendar year 2019.
I'll second that.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
I'd like to offer 1911, authorizing the award of a contract for professional bond counsel services to Megan Bennett Clark of the firm Gluckworth LLP for the calendar year 2019.
Are they the ones out of Red Bank?
The I believe. Same ones.
Same
we
ones?
The same ones, yeah.
Okay, I'll second that.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Resolution 1912?
I'd like to offer 1912, authorizing the award of a contract for professional planning consultant services to Thomas Planning Associates, which is this title of Thomas Planning Associates, LLC, for the calendar year 2019.
I'll second that.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes. And how long has Tom been our planning guy?
Long time.
Very long. Most of the names on here have been with us for a really long time.
Probably around, maybe around 20 years. At least 20 some years. Yeah.
Forever. He's been around forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 19-13, authorizing the award of a contract for professional labor counsel to Carrie E. Higgins, Esquire of McKenna, DuPont, Higgins, and Stone, PC, for the calendar year 2019.
I'll second that.
Okay. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes. And on a question, are they out of Red Bank also?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So, in the county. And I'd just like to add that almost all of our appointments that we've made, the people have kept their fees the same as last year. It was very little movement. Almost everyone was agreeable to keeping their fees the same.
Good job. Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 19-14, a resolution providing for the 2019 temporary budget appropriations.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Aye. Yes.
1915.
I'd like to offer Resolution 1915, designating Ocean First Bank as depository for the Roosevelt Municipal Court.
Second.
Sure, I'll second that.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 19-16, designating First Constitution Bank, Hightstown Branch, as depository for the Borough of Roosevelt.
Second.
I'll second that one.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremec?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1917, authorizing the Roosevelt tax collector to cancel any property tax refunds and delinquencies that are less than $5 pursuant to New Jersey Statutes 40A 17.1.
Second?
No, I'll second that.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremec?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 19-18, establishing the rate of interest to be charged on delinquent taxes and other municipal charges.
Second?
Give me a second there. I'll second that.
Can I ask a question? Don't we have to say the percentages or whatever it is that we do?
Yeah, they're in the resolution.
Sorry?
They're in the resolution.
They're in the resolution, if you
oh,
read the resolution.
Okay. That's fair enough.
You're digging to your pages here.
Fair enough.
18%?
18%.
That's the highest over 1,501.
That's more than the monthly charges.
Hey, that's back in the day.
Okay, are we ready? Roll call. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremec?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 19-19, authorizing a shared service agreement with Millstone Township for the utilization of Millstone Municipal Court and related personnel services.
I'll second that.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Tremec?
And yes.
We did that because you were afraid of the court.
That's right.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 19-20, appointment of municipal court employees. Penny Gravett, Julia Burton, CMCA, Kathy Gertner, CMCA, and Denise Juhas, CMCA.
Didn't we approve these earlier?
No, we approved the prosecutor and the public defender.
Okay.
These are
the court.
The administrators, like administration.
Okay.
The court.
Okay, I'll second that.
Yeah, approval.
Raymond Raya was up there before.
He was. Yeah. I could really take him out of there.
Okay.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Tremec?
Yes. And DeSimone was up there before.
Yeah.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1921, authorizing a shared service agreement with the Township of Millstone for repair, maintenance, and snow removal on Nurco Road for the year 2019.
I will second.
Can you start tonight?
pretty close.
Hopefully we're not going to know.
Yeah, Mike and Luke.
All right, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremec?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1922, authorizing a shared services agreement with the Township of Millstone for certified recycling coordinator.
I'll second that. Do we have a recycling with Hightstown also, or no?
No.
Just Millstone.
Thank you.
This is just a coordinator. He gets the tonnage and does the reports. That's
okay.
It.
But the service proper goes through Hightstown.
Yeah. The garbage is through Hightstown. Recycling is Solterra.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
So where are we? Certified. We got a second from you. All right. Roll call. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yeah.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremec?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1923, appointing the local registrar of vital statistics.
I'll second that.
And that is?
Laura.
No, the local is me.
Yeah.
Kathleen Hart. Sorry.
So it's okay.
All right, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Termel?
Yes. This is Laura.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1924, appointing the Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics, and that is Lorraine Meyer.
Lorraine.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, I mean...
It says Lorraine.
Well, yeah, because she goes by
Lorraine.
She's
known as Lorraine.
Yeah.
I'll second that. Okay.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Termel?
Yes.
You taking a break?
No.
Like cheese.
we don't have any names in there, so I'm
I know.
Reluctant to offer it with you.
I think. Well, are we going to decide them tonight, or should we table them until Cody's back?
How many do you need? Is it just the one, or
senior organization, environmental commission? These are representatives.
Council people.
Council people and Board of Education.
Like to table this until, actually, until we speak to Cody and maybe get a few other names together.
Well, what we need, I mean, is there anyone at the table who's interested in serving as the rep to the plan? No, Cody's planning board. Well, I think Cody was also an environmental commission.
He was.
But the seniors.
I could do the Board of Ed.
What?
I could do the Board of Ed.
Yeah, I was hoping you would. Yeah. Okay, good.
Michael has a question here.
If I may. The Environmental Commission, I believe Mr. Parker was appointed to a term on the Environmental Commission, so he doesn't have to be reappointed at this point.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, good.
Okay. So which
so we need so basically all that's left is whoever would like to be the liaison to the senior organization. Which
don't you dare.
Wait, that could be a bunch of us, you know.
Well, basically, it's just, how about they, they don't really, I mean, in all honesty, they're not interested in having, they meet once a month on Tuesdays, they have lunch and have different events and things, but they're not really that interested in having you attend. They just need someone that could be their contact person if they have a question or a concern. They're not really interested in having you come to the meetings, as I found out the years that I was the rep to the seniors, but they just need a contact person that sometimes they have questions about the budget or how much money is left in their account or different things, so they really just want someone who will kind of keep an eye on them, but you don't really have to go to the meetings unless you want to.
Don't volunteer me.
All right, so is there anyone?
I can do it.
Yeah?
Nobody else wants to. Office in the young boy.
It'll look like a baby in there. Okay, so we'll put,
so we have three names.
Yeah, so hopefully Cody will be planning board again, and then we have,
environmental.
And no, but Cody's also, he's the rep to the planning board, too.
Okay.
So. And, all right, good.
So are we going to
let's make a motion then.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion.
So Cody would be planning board and environmental?
Yeah, he was this past year.
Okay.
So unless he screams or something.
Okay, and then Luke would be seniors?
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Hamilton is Board of Education.
Okay. Okay.
So I have a first by Mr. Hamilton, and I need a second.
Yes, you do first.
Did you second that, or no? I'll second that if Lou didn't do it just now. Right. Okay, but do we have to wait for Cody to be in?
No, we could just do it, and then if he
throw him under the bus.
Yeah, then if he's
not here, so right. He's appointed.
That's that's how it usually works. If you're not here, then it's you're in.
That's why you should come to
pile on.
Okay.
But technically, he's not on the council, so can we appoint?
Until he gets sworn in.
Details. I did have to bring that up, right?
I mean, is it just a formality, or
can you make it is, I mean,
okay.
He was on the council, right?
He was only had to be off for 2 months, and he's been elected.
I know, but he's not sworn in.
Right, so should we just table the whole thing?
Why don't we?
Why don't you just table that one?
Just the one, and I'll just do another.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially the Board of Education's important. So.
No, it would be Environmental Commission. Board of Education.
No, I'm saying, but
Mike.
No, Mike.
That's why not
to
table
it. Already.
Right.
Oh, to
he
table
already has a term. Yeah, it's just for planning because he's already on the Environmental Commission.
Okay.
Yeah, this is environmental.
Okay.
You serve as a representative, plus he's a member
of
the environmental.
Right.
They're really
so
kind of two separate.
Right. Well, there's a member, and then there's a liaison
right,
to the council.
Right, and he's the liaison to the council.
Is class 1, 2, and 3 from the council or on the committee itself, right? On the committee. So, but we'll table this.
We'll table the
environmental.
Just the one thing
just
for representative to the Roosevelt Environmental
so
Commission.
So I'll amend my motion to exclude item number 2, appointment for representative to the Environmental Commission.
Right, okay. Okay, and I'll
and
second,
second
that,
that
as amended. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We'll come to.
Wait, I got a roll call.
Oh, right.
Mr. Bowen.
Yes.
Mr. Dermody.
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton.
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell.
Yes.
Come to Resolution 19-26, appointment of a representative and an alternate representative to the Monmouth County Community Development Block Grant.
I'll offer 19-26.
Oh, I thought you were going to offer to do it.
No.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that. Do we have any names?
Do we have
that?
A name? No.
Well, Mr. Ticton has done it in the past.
Yeah, Mr. Ticton and Mr. Clark. Are you interested?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Good.
We have a name.
Okay.
Good.
And I don't, have you had a alternate ever?
In the past, there were in the past, but recently, no.
Who do you meet with for that? Is that the freeholders or?
No, it's a committee that's convened by the county planning department to meet in February.
They're the ones that allocate money.
Right.
So we have a motion and a second.
You don't have an alternate?
I don't have an alternate.
I'll take it.
You want to be the alternate, Lou? Great.
Okay.
If Michael drives.
Okay, excellent. So the appointments are Michael Ticton and then Lou Esikoff as an alternate.
Correct.
Good.
I'll move that these two be our representatives.
Okay. And a second?
I'll second.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1927, hiring.
Edmonds?
Who are we hiring? Edmonds?
Edmonds, yeah.
Edmonds and Associates for software support.
Yeah. I'll second that. And that's actually using their software with the license is what that
right.
comes down to.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. And that's our financial type stuff. Apparently everyone uses it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1928, designating Michael Ticton as Borough Historian for the Borough of Roosevelt.
I'll second that.
Okay, and that's Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1929 authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for professional information technology services to Crossover Networks, LLC, of 34 Almond Drive, Toms River.
I'll second that. I met them, and they seem to be pretty competent people.
I think Anna was... Please, weren't you, Anna?
What's a non-fair contract mean?
If it's less than $17,500.
I beg your pardon?
The budget
right.
is less than 17,500, so they don't have to put it out to bid.
Okay.
The resolution is at 29.
You said we don't have to. Is that right?
Do not
yeah,
have
yeah,
to.
Sort of that's what I thought. Okay.
It's over 17.
Okay. Yes,
then it's got
to
be bid.
Then it has to be bid out.
Okay. So I have a first and a second. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, all the resolutions passed, except for the one that was tabled.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then you just have these two appointments.
Yeah, so...
And to read them.
Okay, so announcement of mayor's appointments, not requiring council approval.
They're in your packet, but they are there.
Yeah, well, these... I knew these by heart. These
no, okay.
Okay, so the mayor's appointment to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board is, yeah. Oh, you want me to read that?
No, do you want to get an alternate? Does one of these want to be an alternate?
Oh, in case I can't go. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, is someone interested in being my alternate if I can't, if I have to miss a planning board meeting?
They're very rare.
It's yeah. I don't usually miss meetings, but
I can do that.
Can do that. Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. So I reappointed Donna Taylor. She's a Class 2 member for a 1-year term. I reappointed Allison Petrillo, who is a Class 4 member for a 4-year term, and I reappointed Jacqueline Carpenter, as an alternate 1 member for a 2-year term. And for the Environmental Commission, I reappointed Kim Feelong, Tim Hartley, and Nick Murray, and they're all for 3-year terms. And Matthew Margada is appointed as an alternate 1 for a 2-year term. And I think it's not on here, but Sam Ashburner, isn't? Or did his expire in the end of this year, right? Okay, yeah.
We don't have to approve these. These are mayor's appointments.
No.
Nope.
All right. We come to public comment at 7:49. Is there anyone from the public who would like to say anything at all?
Well.
The mic. Mike, you want to come to the mic?
Move to close.
Just want to thank you for appointing me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for serving.
Anyone else? Monsieur Klein?
Sure.
I will. Thank you very much. That's 21 Homestead Lane. I just wanted to say congratulations to everybody. Thank you very much for representing us, the Township of Roosevelt. I hope you guys will do a very solid job. I'm sure you will for all the residents of Roosevelt. That's why you've been elected. And in all seriousness, I hope you take the job and the council seriously. You guys spend a lot of money, and you have a lot of money in your hands for the township, and a lot going on. Just want to offer you all congratulations to everybody who's new on the council. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
You buying the drinks?
Okay, we will adjourn the reorganization meeting. Or actually, what do I have? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay,
aye.
We are adjourned at 7:50.